Chapter 12, Listening. What is listening? Ideally, listening is a mental activity. That means we focus on using our ears first and foremost, because I need to focus when ideally I want to hear the person, absorb and retain. So the ears, eyes and mind to understand meanings and feelings. Why would eyes ideally come into picture? Because when I'm listening, a person is conveying a message with the thought processes along with feelings. Which is why when we talk of listening as a process, these aspects are looked into. Skill of grasping facts and feelings to interpret the genuine content of a message. Whatever is put forward, the idea is that I have to absorb, grasp and retain. Listening is the receiver's activity in oral communication. Listener has the responsibility to be attentive and to make an effort to understand the meaning of the speaker. When will I understand what someone is saying? Even though our thought processes may vary, only if I am attentive. When will I ideally comprehend appropriately what the person is trying to convey? Only if I see to it that I put in effort to understand. Very often a message is conveyed. I am able to understand easily. Very often when a message is conveyed, I'm not able to understand. If I'm not able to understand, one aspect could be that I am inattentive. Of course, there are various aspects to it. Maybe lack of concentration, not enthusiastic, and various other points. An executive spends 9% of the time in writing. An executive spends 9% of the time in writing. Today, of course, we have written communication in terms of email. Of course, another important aspect is through BBM chat or through SMSs. 16% in reading, 30% speaking and 45% in listening. So if we see the percent here, 45% of time is spent being an active listener. Ideally we say active listener because when a speaker is putting forward a message, we are expected to be active listeners. What are the steps of listening? Listening has four steps. The first and foremost, hearing. What do I mean by hearing? Say I have discussed a particular project with you and I ideally ask you to repeat. If you have heard appropriately, you will be able to say it again in a manner whereby you have understood what is conveyed to you. So ideally hearing is not only you being a listener, but you absorbing and putting it forward in your own words. Then you interpret. Interpretation ideally, how you see the world, how you interpret the world, how you interpret a situation, how you perceive it to be. So, when I have shared information with you, how have you taken the information? Have you taken it at the same level as me? What I wanted to convey to you, have you picked it up in that manner? Because our interpretations may differ. Even if we are discussing a problem, our interpretations may vary. Then is evaluation. What do you do after you have heard me out? What is your thought process then? And finally, you respond. So H-I-E-R. Hearing, interpretation, evaluation, response. Now, let us In brief, see the definitions of these four. Hearing. The listener attends to the speaker to hear the message. But as we said, to hear the message so that I can put it forward if you probably ask me to repeat. Listening is more than reaction to sounds. I am picking up all the cues. Of course, nonverbal communication does play an important role when you convey a message. But I'm actually absorbing and putting forward to you if asked. Interpretation. Interpretation depends on the listener's vocabulary, the knowledge, experience. That is why, even though, as I said, our thought processes differ, what I'm conveying to you will probably be absorbed by you in your mind in the same manner as me. Since we are discussing, say, an important aspect in relation to our organization, we could be discussing a topic as to why is ideally there been communication problem in our organization. But when it comes to me conveying a message to you, you ideally pick up the cues, you pick up what I say, and we come up with an effective solution. Evaluation. The listener decides what to do with the received information. And the last one, response. The response lets the speaker know whether the listener has got the message and what is his or her reaction. When you respond to what I've said, you will respond in a manner whereby I will figure out whether you've understood my conveyed message. Listening is an intellectual activity which involves not only the understanding the content of the message, but also the feelings of the speaker, the tone of voice, gestures, expressions, and even silences have meaning. That means when there is a speaker, you as a listener will understand through the tone, through pauses and silences, if there is an underlying message, if there is some subtle information given through what is conveyed. But ideally, when you talk of listening as an activity, the tone, gestures play a very important role. When we say tone, tone of voice plays a very important role. Understanding the feeling is called active listening. You have to train yourself to be a good listener. When I say understanding the feeling, one important aspect, when the speaker conveys a message, you as a listener will focus, of course, on the thought processes or the ideas and views and suggestions, if any, but also the way or the manner it is conveyed to you. Which is why we also say that at times it could be empathetic listening. When I say empathetic, or when I empathize with you rather, I can put myself in your place. So I empathize with you. So ideally, I can picture what you are going through when it comes to dealing with this kind of a situation. Say there's a recession and you have no idea but to ask people to leave the organization, since they ideally have decided that a few people have to be asked to leave. So how do you put it forward to your employees? Your tone will say that, of course, this is something which you did not expect that it would happen, but there is no other feasible option. Now, importance of listening. When you talk of interaction with others, it depends on your ability to listen. Skilled listening is an effective tool in working with people. Unless instructions are carefully listened to, understood and remembered, one cannot carry the assigned work. That means, if I'm just going to listen to you, I also need to look into one aspect. Sorry, if I'm just going to listen to you, that means be an active listener, there is another aspect I need to look into. I need to understand and then remember. Because The designated task can only be completed if I've understood and then I have ideally remembered that these are the aspects I need to look into when I have to complete this task. So I have to condition my mind. Maybe that I need to be alert at all points of time. I need to be aware whenever a person is speaking or sharing information. Inefficient listening affects interpersonal relations as well as decision making and employee relations. Just assume you've given instructions to a team of people. After you have done so, when you ask one of the people in your team a question, all throughout the person's body language conveyed that he or she was very enthusiastic. But when I ask the person to speak, the person is blank. The person does not say a word. Maybe one aspect could be that the person ideally was not focusing and thus not listening. Though body language gave me another message that the person is actually listening. Body language at times can be misunderstood. Many of the objectives of downward communication, when we talk of downward communication, communication from top management to subordinates, downward communication, such as motivation and raising morale, can be achieved by listening attentively rather than talking. When it comes to motivating the team, say you as a person who is at top management, you're at top management, okay? You have realized that you need to prepone the dates for submission of a project. Now that is a difficult task because to prepone a date is something which may not be acceptable to the people in the team. But how do you do it? You motivate them, you encourage them that they have all the capabilities to complete the task since the dates are approaching. But you somewhere play an important role in raising the morale to encourage them, motivate them. Thus, you will realize that it has been effective for you in the long run as a person at top management. Importance of listening. In conferences, committees and group discussion, listening is very important for every member. Listening and remembering what you've heard is important. Now, when we talk of conferences, committees and group discussion, at these points of time, when you talk of conferences and committees especially, lot of exchange of information is there. Lot of people are sharing their ideas and views and many of them may be implemented. So it is very important to be ideally focused. When you talk of being an active listener, the most important aspect will be focus, to concentrate. Skilled listening helps in finding out more information. When I talk of skilled listening, helps in finding out more information. If I am wanting to get more information, the first focus will be that I need to understand and be an active listener so that whatever information is shared, then ideally I see to it that I get more and more information from various sources. When I say more and more information from various sources, maybe from my colleagues, maybe when we are sitting together and having a general talk or a discussion on a particular project. So skill listening in finding out more information. Because when I get that kind of interest, when I get more involved, then finding more information definitely moves ahead. Learning about people and their mind. When I talk of skill listening or listening as an activity, I will realize there are a lot of people who think different. I will realize I'll have to be effective in persuasion to convince them. I will realize that I need to probably put forward my ideas in a manner whereby the person will get convinced. So what is it that takes place? That various thought processes are exchanged there. And one very important aspect, I will understand their mindset. So, when you talk of listening, to be an active listener, see, if I have to generate interest in a group of people, I have to see to it that they get more involved. Maybe one aspect could be that I can get more innovative and more creative with my ideas so that they become active listeners. Improving interpersonal relationships, very important. As we just discussed in the previous slide, decision making, a very important aspect. Because if I'm an active listener, it's linked to decision making. Why? Because I have heard you out. If I'm not an active listener, I may miss out on important points. Obtaining suggestions and new ideas when you're an active listener. Discovering why employees perform as they do. Maybe you could get a group of people together in your organization and you will realize that out of the six people, two of them are highly demotivated. What is the reason behind that? Maybe one of them will hear you out since you're motivating them, you're gathering them together to see to it that they need to achieve the goals. But one of them will gradually share his personal problems. So when you talk of listening as an activity, all these aspects are very important. And the last one, most important, helping with solving problems. When you talk of listening as an activity, yes, since you're the sender and you expect the receiver to ideally be an active listener, there could be effective ways to solve problems. Blocks to effective listening. The psychological, selective listening. At times, an individual may be listening to most of the aspects but completely switched off for a few other aspects. Then we go to negative listening attitudes, personal reactions, how you react, how you respond. Now, if someone in your organization has given you some important information, which ideally gets you shocked or surprised, so your reactions will probably make the opposite person feel that, have you heard the information conveyed appropriately? You may have heard it, yes, but ideally you have a lot of other aspects on your mind. So you're not in the present. Poor motivation. When you talk of blocks to effective listening, in any organization, people have to be continuously motivated. And if there is not enough motivation, ideally, as we say, poor motivation, it can be a barrier to effective listening. Why? People should feel that bonding and cohesion in that organization. Now, ideally, if there is no motivation for the employees, or if there's no talk or discussion with people in a group or one-to-one, it can ideally demotivate. When you talk of poor motivation, there's no focus or goal, as we say. And the goals will help you focus. Now, who will do that? That's why it is very important that there's enough communication between top management, subordinates, and vice versa. Distraction in the mind. This is a great barrier to listening. When you talk of distraction in the mind, it takes a great deal of self-control and discipline to stay tuned to another person. Take your own case. If you feel very often thoughts keep coming and going, what do? You have to realize there's something known as self-control, whereby you have to remind yourself that right now I'm in a meeting, let me focus. Right now I'm watching a funny movie, let me just enjoy the movie. So your mind doesn't go in various directions. Particularly when your own mind is excited. For example, you ideally are going to receive an award in your organization tomorrow from the director. And you're very enthusiastic and excited about it. So you're constantly in that thought. So you've got to realize that there has to be a great deal of self-control and discipline. Not necessary, but it is said it is better to postpone or delegate the official responsibility for the time when your mind is occupied by personal anxiety or worry. Now, this is only if you have that option available. Say if you're anxious about a particular situation, you're worried about something. Only then, if you have that option, you can ideally postpone or delegate that responsibility, okay, to maybe somebody else if possible. Wandering attention. It arises from the natural difference between speaking and listening speed. Average speaking speed, 150 words a minute. This ideally depends, but they're saying on the whole, on an average, 150 words a minute. Listening capacity, 500 words a minute. You can learn to keep your mind usefully occupied in reviewing the talk and connecting the various ideas that are put across by the speaker. Now, between the, if you go to see, speaking aspect and the listening capacity. So, speaking capacity, listening capacity. Major difference, speaking 150 words. You can listen to 500 words. But your mind has to ideally be focused. Very often, the mind can wander. That means go in various directions. And that can be a block to effective listening. Because when your mind has gone in various directions, you may miss out on something extremely important and useful mentioned at that juncture. You may miss out on some important point which you ideally have to pass on to your subordinates. So if you've missed out on it, of course the subordinate will not get that important detail. So wandering attention, to be as much as you can with the speaker so that you are an active listener. Planning to present a good argument. Planning a good answer is a distraction while you listen. Very often when people go for interviews, they ideally want to think what the next question will be and also have an answer for that. But the idea is that when you plan a good answer, it is a distraction. Why? Because you're not focusing on the now. Now in quote, as in you're not focusing on that current moment. You're thinking of the next moment maybe. So very important that when you say planning, a good answer is a distraction while you listen. It is said that when you have to listen, your focus should be there. In preparing an argument or a question task, you might miss the rest of the speech. So for example, if you want to prepare the points where I have to have 5 points to put forward to my colleague, I'm so focused on that. So what happens? Ideally, I miss out on important points. Or if I want to ask a question pertaining to what the person is speaking, then too I miss out on important aspects. Lack of interest, non-enthusiastic, not really motivated to be involved. Not being interested can cause faulty listening. A responsible person must make an effort to be interested. You have to make yourself realize that you need to be interested and focused. Even if it is a subject which is not of great interest to you. But at that juncture, you need to realize that the focus has to be ideally on being an active listener. Avoiding the effort to understand what is difficult. This is something which I guess all of us come across at some point of time or the other. This is something I assume that all of us come across in our lives, sometime or the other. This makes the listener switch off his or her attention. If I find something very tough, there are two aspects. I either switch off, that means not listen at all, but another better option, that I go to actually understanding the subject right from the beginning. See, it's for example in this man. For example, This is it. I ideally do not understand a particular subject. So what do? I start from the basic. I do research. I get in depth with the subject so that I find it easy later on. So instead of avoiding it, what do? I get more involved. I get to understand the basics. When you say avoiding the effort to understand what is difficult, if this becomes a habit, it makes the mind more and more lazy. It's bound to be, because somewhere you are very relaxed with the concept that I do not understand this, I find it difficult, so you let it be. Tendency to criticize. Criticizing the speaker's appearance, manner, voice is another cause of poor listening. What should the focus be on? The content. When a person is speaking, the content is important. Yes, of course, to an extent, we can focus on the manner, the voice, the tone, but we need to focus on the content. The content is more important than the appearance or style. By paying too much attention towards the speaker's style, you may lose the matter. Yes, style may help you. Maybe you want to give a presentation so you could focus on the speaker's style. But most important is the content. Emotional blocks. What do I mean by emotional blocks? When we talk of barriers to listening, most people have deaf spots. This is a tendency not to catch certain ideas. Maybe you just don't wish to focus. You don't wish to grasp that idea. So, as I say, deaf spot. This defect can prevent a person from taking in and retaining. The very fact that you don't absorb an idea, retaining is out of question. Another type of deaf spot is inability to face an idea against an opinion. If I am against one of my colleagues joining me in this group for traveling abroad for work. Now, I'm very much against it since I don't get along with this colleague, and this person has been asked to be in the same group as me. So when this suggestion is put forward, what ideally happens? Maybe for a few minutes, it's a deaf spot. That means I just switch off. I don't want to ideally hear this because it is something which is not suiting me. In the sense, when I say suiting me, I cannot accept this fact. So ideally, I refrain from taking and retaining. Pay careful attention to overcome this problem. What do I need to do at that juncture? I need to keep aside my biases and prejudices. I need to be a bit more logical, whereby we are going from this organization, that too for work. So there has to be coordination and enough interaction if we are going together as a group. That is the only way I can overcome this problem. There could be many other ways, but this is one confirmed way of ideally achieving the goals and living up to the expectations of the people in the organization. Impatience. We often have no patience to wait until another has finished speaking. Take your own case. If you're having an argument with somebody, before the person finishes the sentences, you start talking, maybe you start shouting, maybe we start overreacting, we get hyper. Even in situation where the person is giving instructions, I would probably start talking aloud or interrupt. So very important, we need to have the patience to ideally let the person finish interacting. Then I can get a chance to speak. This competitive desire to talk indicates lack of maturity. Yes. Why? Because you're not ideally having the patience to let the person complete. Also, when you talk of telephone etiquette, maybe, or even face-to-face, the etiquette, whereby you let the person complete and then you put forward. Poor health reduces listening efficiency very much. If you're not well, okay, if you're having pain, poor state of general health. It makes a person impatient, inattentive, and unable to concentrate. It impairs listening ability. The moment a person is not feeling well, maybe fever, maybe flu, maybe jaundice, then automatically the person will find it difficult to listen. The person is too focused on his or her own health. So ideally, it gets difficult to ideally pick up. So it gets difficult to be an active listener. It is important to take care of your health. Improper health, or if a person is absolutely unwell, then it can definitely hamper speaking as well as listening as an activity. Excessive note making. Yes, one can make notes, but not in a manner whereby the person is completely into the book and not being an active listener. Excessive note taking disturbs your listening and you miss some points. You're too focused on writing, so you don't really listen. Now, of course, it can be said, if you don't listen, what are you writing? But what we are putting forward here, that while the person has discussed 3 points, you're yet on point 2. You miss out on point 3 because a person may speak faster and go to point 4. So you miss out on point 3, which may be relevant to you. Cultivate the art of taking notes and limit it to writing down the general ideas. That means I just write in a manner whereby I'm putting forward, say, bullet points. Lecture notes or meeting notes can never be in the final form. They have to be expanded and filled after the session. When I just take in a few points, then I need to make appropriate sentences to ideally see to it that whatever points I have picked up, it is written effectively. Noise. Noise, as we said, it distracts attention. If noise cannot be avoided, seek the speaker's cooperation overcoming this problem. Yes, if I cannot hear the speaker, I can put forward effectively, but in a polite tone, whereby we request the speaker to speak aloud. But a polite request, as we are saying. Improving listening skills. One important aspect to improve on your listening skills will be to focus in the present. We either have a habit of thinking the past or the future, so to be in the present moment. Training for effective listening is largely a personal responsibility. It can be done by personal effort. So I have to constantly remind myself that right now I'm at work, I'm discussing this with my colleagues, this topic with my colleagues. Why am I thinking about tomorrow's event? I have to keep bringing myself back to the present. Your listening reflects your basic attitude to people rather than just skills. My attitude and my approach, very important. Do I behave as if I am an active listener but not listen? That means my body language ideally gives another message or a wrong message. Or do I ideally focus on being an active listener and deliver results? You have to be accepting, non-critical, non-judgmental, and non-moralizing about what others are saying. Very important. When a message is put forward, I should not, or I should avoid being critical. I should avoid being judgmental. And when we talk of any message put forward, I have to accept it the way it is given. Yes, of course, we all can have varied views and ideas, but I do not be a listener whereby I am actually wanting to criticize. I do not want to be a listener, or I should not be a listener where I'm expected to criticize or where I'm actually wanting to criticize. The focus has to be that I am non-judgmental and non-critical. Some positive habits can be cultivated to improve listening, like paying attention to the speaker, using your eyes as well as your ears. Your facial expressions, postures, body language, all this will ideally make the person feel that he or she needs to pay attention. For example, if I have to be enthusiastic, I am sure that my enthusiasm will let people be focused and listen. So, what ideally should be the focus as far as paying attention to the speakers is concerned? You ideally will give away hints through facial expressions and gestures and body language. Tips for listening. Stop talking. Yes, very important. When you're expected to listen, your focus has to be on listening. Put the speaker at ease. When I say put the speaker at ease, constant interruption, disruptions, maybe the mobile ringing, all this ideally can actually disturb the chain of thought as far as the speaker is concerned. Show a desire to listen, that willingness, that of course one is through body language, the other is ideally letting the person complete with what he or she has to say. Write down the main points and get them checked. When you write down the main points, it is also for you to know if you've missed out on any other aspects. Don't create or tolerate distractions. If you are ideally, say, in a conference, if the person next to you is constantly making some noise, it is basic etiquette and manners that both of you all listen to the person who's speaking. That means the speaker. Be patient, very important. Let the person complete. Keep your temper cool, extremely important. You have to have lots of patience to let the person finish speaking. Ask questions when and if it is put forward. Any doubts, any questions, any clarifications, only then. Keep an open mind. Always be ready to learn more, to ideally be an active listener whereby you know that through the information, you will be updated with a lot of aspects on a particular topic. Because the concerned person, this person who is actually the speaker here, has all the capacity to ideally give you a whole lot of information. For example, so in that case, you ideally know that whatever the person is saying, I ideally have an open mind to absorb and also to realize that this is something which I never had an interest in, but due to the speaker's motivation and enthusiasm, I have got interested in this subject. We wind up with topic 12. Thank you very much.